Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go and have a chat with Mick Price. How are you, mate?
Good, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well. Just a quiet sort of Wednesday morning, is it?
A little bit busy today. A barrier draw for Caulfield Cup and five or six runners here today. Plenty going on.
I reckon there would be. I won't go through the six because I'm running slightly over the show anyway, mate, but I saw your interview on social media yesterday with Quinny. He was trying to talk up Mighty Boss, but all you wanted to really do was talk up a couple today.
Oh, well, I mean, the show is about trying to help those that are going to have $10 each way, something, I think. And if you want to have $10 each way and 100-to-1 chance, call Mighty Boss in the Caulfield Cup, go ahead. But can I say he's 100-to-1, and that will be him.
And what about today then? What are the ones that our punters can have $10 on?
For people that follow the stable, I think we'll have a good day. I think in race 6, Oregon's day, if she gets cover, she'd be hard to beat. And Pedrina usually goes really well first up, so I think they're probably the two best of them. But certainly in race 8, Netherfield and Heptagon in race 3, they all give plenty of cheek, so hopefully we can get a couple of winners.
Understand. Were you okay with Oregon's day the other day?
Well, I've been trying to win a Group 1 with her. She keeps, looks she got beat 3/4 of a length in the Menzies, you know, those races in Sydney that she was sort of run second and third, fourth in Group 1s. She's had about 5 goes in Group 1s and ran really well. So I was just, I'm just falling short by a length or two. But anyway, this is still a $150,000 Group 3 race for mare. So I'm trying to drop her back in grade to get a win because she hasn't won for a little while. Because of my ambitious placement of her, probably, but she'll run here and then run into Meyer, and she'll run against the stablemate, which will be Seabrook D. Yendel in the Meyer. D. Yendel has won the last two Meyer Group 1s on 3-year-old fillies, so that's locked in. That's what we're trying to do with the Oregon's Day anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a few on your home track that you expect that, you know, they'll be running well today.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.